My name's Joe, and I'm going to be your co-host today. Thanks for joining us. And with me, as always, I have Lars. Today is a very special episode, very near and dear to my heart, because it's our 100th episode. Isn't that right, Lars?
Yes.
And what are we celebrating this week?
The 100th episode?
As well as...
Oh, shit, I forgot Craig.
Craig, yes, but also Christmas, as well as Hanukkah. So this is a very special episode because it's our 100th episode. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
And also, we're celebrating Christmas as well as Hanukkah. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy 100th episode to us. Please join me in a moment of silence as we as we salute the flag.
Salute the flag?
Wish the new year a season's greetings at Pledge of Allegiance.
All right,
flag.
So I'm going to go ahead and get something out of the way. Joe said he has a poem that he wants to read, and I figure, you know, the sooner the better, we can kind of get past that.
Yes, I do have a poem that I've prepared, and I would love if I could read. Are you guys in the chat? Do you guys want to hear a poem that I wrote just for this episode? I'm going to need a little encouragement. So far, we've got two yeses at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com to tune into these episodes live.
All right, so here's my little poem.
Oh, God.
100 episodes. What do you know? Who would have thought how far we would go? And still we're going. Our show is still showing to thousands of fans who we love dearly. We like our show, clearly. You'd drink our show beerly if we were a beer. And I wish we were. Just wanted to say an expression of thanks to you, our friends, who we love. And can't thank enough, so thanks. Love you.
All right,
moving on.
I actually don't have any strong emotions one way or the other on that one.
Perfect, just as a good poem should.
Yeah, it shouldn't evoke any emotion at all.
Moving right on ahead.
Please.
I just wanted to thank everybody in general. And we'll go a lot more into the, you know, specific thankings later. But just thank you, everybody, for tuning in right now and for, you know, being with us for 100 episodes. It really means a lot. And I just wanted to say that right off the bat.
Is that all, really?
I'm going to say more of a specific special thanks later to specific people. And I could get into that now as well, if you'd like.
Let's actually do a podcast, though. Let's get some content here. Let's get some discussion going.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I don't know about you, Lars. You're just kind of stonewalling the...
Oh, I got Super Mario Odyssey. It was on sale for $40, which I think is like a historical low. It's a fantastic game.
Who's in it? You said Mario something?
Yeah.
I have not played the most recent couple iterations of the Super Mario saga, so explain to me what the updates have been since Super Mario Sunshine.
Okay, so basically your hat is alive, and your hat... can make you into stuff. Like, you can be a tree.
Okay.
Or you can be a dinosaur.
Okay.
Basically, to traverse the world, you have to become like a frog.
And you see, so you become stuff, and it helps you navigate the world.
Yeah. You should get a Switch, Joe.
Buy me one, and then I'll have it.
It's $300. I'm not going to buy you that.
I don't need it. That's like...
No one needs it.
5 years of electricity for me.
That's concerning.
No,
that's really how are you only using like a couple bucks a month?
$20 a month in electricity.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Me and my brother Jeff have it down. Actually, that's not 5 years worth at that rate, but we just unplug stuff when we're not using it. Even the microwave and toaster oven, we just unplug it if we're not using it. That's it. We changed out all the light bulbs. We only use the light bulbs when we need to. And that's basically it.
So what happens when you have a girl over and she realizes that you're just like a total miser?
We put the light bulbs back in when we have guests.
What? You take all the light bulbs out?
No. No, it's like if we have like company over, we'll turn on a lot of the lights versus maybe just one of the lights if we are by ourselves. It's me and my brother Jeff. And if we have like a party or something, then yes, we'll put the light bulbs back in. But we have a normal setup. It's not like we take...
No, you don't. If you're taking the light bulbs out when people aren't around, that is like living like hellishly frugally. Are you guys insane?
Yeah, but it saves us so much money. Like we don't take out the light bulbs when no one's there. It's more like they're always out. And then when we have like a gathering, of people over. We'll put the, some of them back. Why? How much is a normal electric bill? I don't know. Is $20 on the low end?
Yes, it is. And it's on the low of the low end, Joe.
Yeah, you're telling me. And boy, when I got that first invoice, our first month's rent, our first month's electric bill was only $12 for a couple weeks. And that second month, still just $20.
Joe, I know I'm going to have to put a link to this in the show notes, but this is what you remind me of right now.
Please don't tell anyone how I live. And it's Lenny from The Simpsons, like eating a can with a spoon, eating out of a can. Oh, man. No, but
to live like this, Joe.
We live pretty good. I mean, we live pretty
good. It doesn't sound like you do at all. It sounds like you live in forced poverty where everything's unplugged and all the light bulbs are off and you're sitting there in the darkness.
It's okay because there's a giant floodlight outside our apartment that lets in a lot of light.
Wow, that's even worse because how do you ever sleep?
We have to close the blinds when we want to sleep, but it's okay. It's not as bad as it sounds. It's pretty convenient.
This sounds like the worst thing ever.
No, it's convenient. When you come over, you'll see.
How much are you guys paying per month?
For the place?
Yeah.
$1,875.
What the fuck?
Is that a lot? I feel like that's a good rate.
Wow.
What? Why are you laughing?
Almost $2,000 a month to live in a gulag where none of the lights are on.
$1,850 is not a bad price. I shopped around.
None of the electronics.
We live beneath our means.
Are you just sitting there in the corner? Just
twiddling our thumbs.
Jesus. Joe, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like twice if no.
I'm fine, Lars. I'm fine. Joe said with a blank expression, but he knew he wasn't fine. And Lars knew he wasn't fine because Joe was actually struggling to get by.
The chat is saying you should go get help.
I don't need help. What I need is a snack.
Do you unplug your computer when you're not recording the show?
Just the monitor.
Oh, okay.
I leave the computer plugged in because I think it is bad for it to unplug it so much.
Well, by the way, you realize you're saving like 3 cents like a year when you unplug a microwave?
No, I think it's more than that.
No, it's not.
How'd you come up with that number, 3 cents? You made it up, right? That's a made up figure? No. So I'll treat it as such. Okay, Lars.
Okay, so it says that unplugging all of your devices all the time when you're not using it can save you up to like $100.
That's a lot more than 3 cents. I have to imagine that the microwave is, what, 1/20th of that? So maybe like $2, $3?
Yeah, but is it worth the hellish existence where you can't even use a microwave without having to plug it back in?
We just plug it. It's not a hassle. We plug it in when we need to use it. And when we're done using it, we unplug it. Same with the coffee maker. We are even toying with the idea of unplugging the stove when we're not using it because it's an electric stove and it has that LED display of the time on it. So if we are able to unplug that, we might save a couple more dollars a year.
Joe, do you realize how difficult it is to unplug a stove?
I know. It would be really inconvenient.
So. Like you'd have to go behind it and take it out from the wall. And
we got a second fridge.
Wait, what?
We got a second fridge.
So you're living a life of like enforced like gulag slavery, but you also have two fridges?
Yeah, only one of them's plugged in now, but for like a week both of them were plugged in at the same time.
Joe, are you an alien?
Yes, but also here's the story. So when we moved into the apartment, we got this fridge. We picked it up on move-in day and we got a truck and we moved it into the apartment. We plugged it in, no problems. Turns out it's super loud. Super loud. So our neighbors were moving out and they offered to give us their fridge for free and it's a little better. So we took it and it's quiet. So that's perfect. So to get it warmed up, I had to plug it in so it gets cold. And they were both plugged in for like a week, basically, while we were deciding which one we wanted to use. And it was nice to live a life of luxury. Two fridges right next to each other. Definitely an experience I would not pass up for the world.
You are just an odd combination of different parts that I cannot comprehend.
Thank you. I'm an enigma.
Yeah.
Should we talk more about my frugality?
I'm not sure I want to. Hold on, it's kind of depressing.
I'm so sorry.
Me.
There's an ambulance going by.
Shut the fuck up, ambulance! I'm recording a podcast. Now is not a good time.
Sorry about that. I'm sure my downstairs neighbors hate me.
Yep. Have you explained to your neighbors yet that you podcast and that you scream a lot?
No.
You probably should.
If I talk to my neighbors, that just gives them an opportunity to bitch and moan at me.
Or maybe they're hot women?
They're not. Oh, it's a couple okay. with a child.
Oh.
Not hot women.
By the way.
Yes.
I know we've only been going for like 15 minutes so far, but should we start to get to the voicemails? Because that's going to take just like a tremendous amount of time.
I have some shout outs that I want to give specifically before that. And okay. It'll take like a minute. It's pretty lengthy. It'll take like a minute for me to get through all of these shout outs. I could do those now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So shout outs to Lars for editing the show and being an amazing friend and compadre. Me for being your hilarious, ambitious co-host. Call for being one of our first and most supportive fans. Rockshell, shout out to you for being the cool European, really chill guy. Tej for helping us continue to grow and succeed and being one of our first fans right when we got started. Ken for being really productive and proactive when moderating during the live recordings and usually not muting or kicking me. Nikki Cheese Priest for using his powers of content creation for good and not evil, constantly adding spice to the Discord server and Twitter. Shout out to Spaghetto for coming on the show a couple times and being entertaining, and shout out for having Lars and me on your show as well, the PastaCast. Retro Nemo for influencing us to ask boar-related questions for about 60 episodes in a row. Literally Golden, you're a cool guy. Thank you for hanging out with us on the Discord server. Josh from Let's Game It Out, you're my idol, and thank you for being hilarious. Please keep it up. Asterios and Sirancha, you both are an inspiration. Shade X, thank you for hanging out with us as well. Jake Trumper, you're an American hero, and I look forward to working on projects with you very soon. Shout out to all of the guests we've had on the first podcast. Shout out to Lars's mom and dad for being so supportive right from the beginning, and all of our patrons and all of our listeners. If you're listening to this right now, thank you. Being able to host this podcast has been a dream come true, and I cannot thank you enough for enabling me to be able to do so. And I'm sure Lars feels the same way. So thank you again. And here's to another 100 episodes.
Yay.
So thank you and congratulations to us, but mostly me.
I'd like to thank Alexis, who was our original third host, who doesn't really play a role in the show today, but really helped us in the beginning by adding a lot of character to the show, adding a lot of listens, and giving the show some personality that it was searching for at the time. Did you mention Alexis? I just wanted to make sure.
No, thank you, Alexis.
Okay. I want to thank Joe's brother, Jeff, for giving me something to complain about whenever Joe brings him up.
My brother, Jeff. He's finally a thing on the podcast. El Jefe de la Casa.
I want to thank Chris Kennard, who did some early work for us, who's still a traveling ambassador for the show, tossing business cards out when he goes to different concerts for us, so thank you for that. I also want to thank TJ, who Joe mispronounced as Tej, which that's not correct. TJ's our agent. He is a tireless worker for the show. He does everything and more. He does what we ask him to. He does what we don't ask him to. He gives us projections. He helps us reach out to different content creators and gives us feedback on the show. All of that happens behind closed doors on a secret Discord channel, which you guys will never see. But thank you for that, TJ.
Thank you, Anna, for moderating early on, as well as Zero.
Thank you to Kill Bill the Rapper and Rav for kind of helping us kickstart the show back in about February and March. Thank you to all of the moderators, those who are here still, those who have moved aside over time. Thank you to our moderator, Call Me Carson. You've been a blessing to the server.
Thank you, Edmund McMillan. Thank you, Rob, Chris, and Dave from Cyanide and Happiness, Jobby the Hong, Baylina Productions, Jay Aubrey, Kevin from Defunctland,
Let's not just list off all the episodes, but yes, if you've been on the show, thank you for coming on.
This is going to sound like I'm just bragging about the big names we've had, but yeah. Thank you, Daft Pina, Bren Daniel, and Sweet Anita, as well as all of our guests.
I think we should get onto the voicemails. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
We have received, I think, 32 voicemails to listen to on air. All right, let's start with Rockshell.
Okay.
All right, start the recording. Hey, Lars.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, First Podcast. It's me, Chris, a.k.a. Rockshell.
And me, Max, a.k.a. Sir Time Warp.
Ah. We wanted to congratulate you for 100 episodes.
Well, thank you.
And even more.
On patreon.com/T1Podcast.
So we thought we...
That's not a real Chris!
What? You shot him! Who are you? And how can there be two Chrises?
I'm the real Chris.
What the fuck?
This is amazing.
This Chris was from an evil parallel universe. He was here to take over my life.
What do you mean?
He locked me in the basement. I'm so glad I finally got out. That's not the real Max.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, what's happening?
Oh my god, I love it. Oh wow.
Wow, there was like lore and like multiple characters and backstory to that. That was great.
I was not expecting that. What a great way to kick this off.
Yeah. Thank you, Rockshell. Thank you, Sir Time Warp, a.k.a. Max. All right.
All right.
Great first start.
All right. Let's move on to... I'm sure this one's going to be just as impressive.
Okay. So this next one comes from Teddy Salmon Priest. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. He says, well, here it is. You guys wanted me to send something, so...
Something.
Very good. Very good. Moving right on along.
Very funny. Very
very topical. Very on point.
Teddy, you get a pass because you're a really good cook. I'll put it that way.
The Salmon Priest.
All right. Next voicemail is from Nikki Cheese Priest.
It's Nikki Cheese Priest, and I'm in a bed in place right now. I don't know what. Anyways, It's been a fun year, and I'm glad I became a Patreon instead of a Nitro Booster. Anyways, I want to wish both of you, Lars and Joe, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I look forward to the new episode soon.
Wait, where was he? Where was his
police station?
At a police station?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. I'm at a police station.
Nick, are you in legal trouble? I'm concerned. All right, but thank you very much, Nick. Thank you for being one of our patrons.
He said, I'm in the something police right now, I think.
In an abandoned place.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Okay. All right, the next one comes from Retro Nemo called An Aborable Christmas.
Thanks, Nick, by the way. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. An Aborable Christmas by Retro Nemo. Ah!
I like it. Wow.
Hey guys, Retro speaking.
I love his accent.
Congrats on your 100th episode. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And since it's the birthday of the big man himself, I think we better read some stuff he did. There, on the hillside, a large herd of pigs was feeding, so the demons begged Jesus to let them enter the pigs, and he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm not implying we should cancel Jesus because of his crimes against the poor kind. I'm just saying, maybe his sponsors decide that their values don't align anymore.
Well, I guess you can't win them all. Thank you. All right.
I like the little megalovania at the end there. Thank you for that, Retro Nemo. As always, everything you do is bore. Related. So
thank
that's
you,
nice.
Retro Nemo. All right. Should we listen to the next one?
So this one is from co-host Joe.
I sent one in too. That's right.
Okay. All right.
You're joining us for the 100th episode / Christmas special recording, or as I like to call it, the Hanukkah special recording. That's right. Christmas is not the only holiday that we celebrate, Lars. You would know that if you listen to excuse me.
You wouldn't get it.
Lars. Know that if you listen to the briefing, Lars, that Christmas is not the only holiday. Anyway, just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in for 100 episodes. Can you believe it? 100 episodes later, Lars, whom amongst us could have predicted the success that we've seen and the guests that we've had on and the community which we have built? I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, we could not have done it without everybody on our team, and especially our patrons and the audience members. And just thank you for tuning in every episode. And I also wanted to say I love you.
It sounded like you were not finished talking. I'm confused.
No, that's it.
By the way, I noticed some verbal tics. Are you okay, bud?
I edited those in.
I know.
It was pretty heavily edited a little bit. Did some vocal manipulation, like the.
I'm not entirely sure why that happened, but okay.
All right.
All right. Shade X, voicemail for Lars and Joe.
Hello, it's Shade X, and I'm here to congratulate Lars and Joe on 100 episodes.
Thank you.
And I hope they enjoy this holiday season. Congratulations, guys. You've come a long way. I'm an amateur when it comes to podcasting, but you guys are clearly professionals. You manage to get a lot of great guests on, and you record episodes very frequently. You record episodes weekly and sometimes even do 2 episodes a day. I cannot do that. You guys have a great work ethic. All those episodes must take a long time to edit. Because of you guys, I'm going to try to improve my podcast, which is called Animated Dudes. Woo! I'm using Audition to record this voicemail, and it's way better than Premiere. I think I'll record my audio this way from now on. OBS is great for streaming, but as far as podcasts go, it's better to record your own audio. I'll probably get a Blue Yeti real soon instead of this blue snowball. Anyway, congrats on 100 episodes. Keep it up, guys. I'm going to clap. I'm going to clap for you guys.
Yay!
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Everybody clap. Everybody clap.
Thank you, Shade X.
Thank you, Shade X. That was a lot of excitement and energy. I loved it. And I'm glad that we've been able to inspire you to improve your production quality. That's amazing. Yeah.
By the way, you sound a lot better on Audition with all the compression and stuff that you were talking about. Good job.
Oh, yeah. You sound like a whole new person. More confident and everything.
Also, that's the first time I've ever heard you use emotion. So that was great.
Yeah,
good job.
Keep it up.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, next one is from Rad Dude Cool Dude, who says, turn it up, and it's called Pickle Jar.
Okay.
.mp3.
We're in for a doozy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Rad Dude's Pickle Podcast.
Oh, great.
I love it.
All right, I've never eaten these pickles, so I might as well, you know, take a nice bite. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of juice dripping down, but that's okay.
Gross.
These pickles were from a gas station, and I got them from St. Nick. So, you know, we'll check them out. And, you know, let's see if we get a good find. Maybe these pickles have some good benefits.
Guess we'll find out together.
Oh, fuck. This pickle's harder than I thought. It has a tough shell.
This is disgusting.
Oh my god. We don't have to put this one in, do we, Lars?
Oh god.
We do.
Oh, that's cold. That's been marinating in the fridge for quite a bit.
Marinating?
Oh god, why does it hurt? Jesus, I forgot. My teeth hurt, but that's okay. Could at least take a little more bite.
I recommend Sensodyne, a toothpaste for sensitive teeth. Oh god. I don't like the sound of people eating.
Well, for pickle standards, that's a good flavor. It's a good pickle ratio.
Are there multiple types of pickles in the same? I'm confused. Like,
oh man, but that's
what
a
is
hard
he doing?
Pickle outer shell.
Only one kind of pickle.
I have to say, the middle. You know, you can stick your finger in there. It's a big hole.
Oh my god.
So, to anyone who has misophonia, I apologize for this part of the podcast. This is vile.
Yeah, that's a pickle. That's a pickle. I'm going to break a tooth. Oh, God. If I break a tooth during this, I'm going to be very angry.
You're the one who did this to yourself.
We're not liable for any damages. I feel like the same effect could have been captured in like 15 seconds.
I know, but that's
a good pickle. That's got like some good radiation.
Kind of the troll here, I guess.
Yeah.
I like pickles, you know, they got such a unique look to it.
You know,
I'm really happy to really happy to witness this.
All right, guys, 30 more seconds of this to go.
All right. Well, that's all I have time for today. Tomorrow, maybe I'll make a sandwich and eat it.
I guess we'll see. Time will tell.
I don't know. I don't really have much to eat that's interesting, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'll see you next time on Rad Dude Cool Tube Pickle Podcast.
All right. Wow. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Rad.
Thank you so much for sending us that. I'm really glad that we got to sit through that for 3 whole minutes.
Wow.
While you ate pickles and then talked about that. That's wonderful.
I was right there with you eating the pickle too. I vicariously experienced the pickle eating as you took us through the journey. So thank you.
Yeah, I was already kind of familiar with how pickles worked, but you know. The next one is from Jolly Rancher saying the most important voicemail they'll ever received.
Okay.
And it's called Unlisted
Fishjah.mp3. You got it. You got it.
Okay. So basically,
almost had it. Thank you for that, Jolly Rancher. I appreciate the kind words and sentiment.
I only wish you had said something.
He did.
Well, all right.
Let's replay like the last like 5 seconds. He said, okay, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Literally Golden's voicemail.
Hey, Large Joe. It's Golden. I wanted to record something for you in case I wasn't able to make it to the Christmas special. I just wanted to let you guys know I'm always happy. You guys saying anything I pay you to say. You know, I make jokes about it a lot, about you guys being voice actors for me, but it is really nice to have someone speak all these things. And it's always, I get a kick out of it, and I like to think the viewers do too. So, I'll keep paying you guys $10 as the year goes on, but I just want to let you know it's more than just paying you. I'm always happy to hear you guys say it, and the laughs I get out of you helps as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Literally Golden.
Very nice words.
You've been a valuable patron and a good friend. So thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. And we will continue to read your messages. And they do bring us delight.
IG88 is next. That's Demeter on the server.
I'm going to make this quick. I just want to say thank you, Joe and Lars, for the podcast. It has helped me get through these dark times. And I'm excited for the 2020 podcast. Let's go.
Wow. Yes. 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 That got me pumped.
I just wanted to say, by the way, that Demeter has talked to me about this a couple times, where he's been going through some tough times in his life, and that this podcast has kind of helped him have something to do, something to participate in, and that felt really good to hear.
Glad that we're able to be...
I'm glad that our show can be, like, I know this might sound cheap, but, like, just like a distraction from life, just something to be able to tune into and, you know, just hear some jokes and not really have to care about stuff that's going on in the real world. So I'm glad that we could offer that.
I agree with you, Lars. I'm glad that we're able to be like a little community of people that just hang out and, you know, just tell jokes and have a good time. And it's a place that you can go to escape the treacherous, you know, real world and the insanity that looms like a dark cloud.
Jesus. Well, also to our fans who have like a relatively normal life, like if they have their stuff together and everything, and this show isn't an escape, it's just something fun to listen to. Yeah, we value you as well. We really appreciate all of you guys tuning in. So thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to point out with Demeter in particular, that was really, really nice to hear. So the next one is Peridot's voicemail, which is transcribed above if you can't understand it.
Nuzzlers, Lars and Joe UWU. Yeah. My mic is broken, so I guess I'll have to get my hands all dirty and write a letter as if it's the 19th century. Number one, Merry Christmas to everyone listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
The hosts and the mods, Ken is best boy. Number two, thank you for providing me with, wait, 99x average episodes length, 47, equals 4,653 minutes. Then divided by 60 equals 77.5 hours, 3 days worth of content. Number God. Three, hope you Dance. Have an amazing year, and I hope we can get Keanu Reeves on the show.
Me too. I would love to have Keanu Reeves on the show.
That'd be amazing. That'd be great.
By the way, I just wanted to point out attention to detail here. At one point on the server, I did actually calculate this, and I mentioned that the average episode length was 47. So that is amazing attention to detail, Peridot.
47 minutes?
Yeah.
I would have thought more.
Well, it's more lately, but this was like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So good job with that, man.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sending that in.
All right. The next one is Flix's voicemail.
Ah! Welp, you've sung the songs, lighted the lights, you've watched a Muppets Christmas Carol for like the fourth time. But now's the time to relax, drink some eggnog, and listen to a podcast, you loser. Go to amazon.t1podcast to get merchandise. WHO knows maybe your ex will be on there after maybe. She dumped you for fucking a bagel. Merry Christmas from the first podcast.
Wow, that's heartwarming.
Thank you, Flix.
I cherish that.
Also, a bagel is one of the few food items that you can, like, straight up have sex with, if you think
that
about
and
it.
A pancake.
Like, yeah, you can wrap it around, I guess.
Banana.
Wait, how do you have sex with a banana?
Just take it out. Take it out of the peel. Fuck the peel.
Gross!
You're telling me, Lars, that you've never... Let's move on. That sounded like an old Sears commercial, too, by the way. Cucumber, says moderator Anna in the chat.
By the way, hi, Anna. It's been a while.
Hi, Anna. Anna, okay. Do you want to come on and say hi? Do you have a mic set up?
Oh, yeah, because you didn't get a chance to actually record a voicemail.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh,
thanks
my
for,
gosh.
Thanks for being here with us.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so proud of you guys for getting to 100. This is, I'm honestly fate because I had just gotten back home from a Christmas mm-hmm. party, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people in there. Like, it's always warmed my heart to see so many people in here. And I was like, mm-hmm. you know what? Let me just join real quick. And somebody was like, oh my gosh, this is 100. And I was like, I knew we were getting close, but I can't believe that we're at 100. Like, that's amazing, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you for such kind words.
I'm so happy for y'all. You've just been growing so much since I first joined this server back when it was such like a little inkling. Yeah. And
yeah,
it just really makes me so happy to see you guys doing so well and continuing your journey on success. I wish you guys the absolute best in 2020.
Thank you. Thank you too, Anna. How was your party?
It was good. It was good. It was Christmas party / my cousin's birthday party. And I, you know, live in Florida, so there's no real snow, but somebody had bought him a gag gift, which was like fake snowballs. And those came in handy very often.
Nice.
By the way, before we let you go, Anna, I just wanted to point out for context here for you and for everyone else.
Yes.
You came in here, this is episode 100, you came in on episode 33.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
Yeah, we've done an entire, like, 200% more episodes since then, so that's great.
I'm so ecstatic that you guys are doing so well, and you've gotten so much done in these past so many episodes. I'm really happy mm-hmm. to be part of this team, even though I can't be here as often as I wish I could, but I'm so happy to just be a part of something so great.
Well, just keep stopping in every now and again, and we're happy to say hi.
Awesome. Oh, I love you guys. I'll get off.
Love you too, Anna.
Love you too, Anna. All right. Bye. Okay, so let's get back to the voicemails, and thanks, Anna, for chiming in. Anna is one of our OG mods. The next one on here is from Rebecca Doodles.
Rebecca Doodles.
Yeah, she's from Germany, I think.
Happy holidays, everyone. Rebecca Doodles here. Thank you so much for being so epic this year, helping me out with a few of my projects as well. Yeah, that's all I want to say. Thank you so much for being you guys, and for doing this whole podcast and being so consistent.
Consistency is key.
And helping me out with my own podcast stuff, if there was stuff to do, or my cartoon, which one of you guys
Absolutely.
Is voicing.
It is an honor.
So thanks so much. And happy holidays, yeah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And don't drink too much and stay healthy.
No guarantees.
No promises.
All right.
Did we just both say no promises?
Yeah, I was like, no guarantees. I think, didn't you voice act in one of her cartoons, Joe?
I sure did.
Oh, cool. What was the role for that?
I don't know if it's out yet, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll talk about that once it actually comes out. The next voicemail here, I'm going to give some context. This is from a guy named Dude2O, who also goes by Zwick normally. He edits the Thought Cups podcast. He edits for Asterios Kokonos on the Loudest podcast. He's done some editing for the official podcast. He's a friend of the show, and he apparently recorded this 6-minute voicemail while drunk off of his ass.
Drunk as a skunk, this voicemail.
I have absolutely no idea what I'm in for, so I'm just going to play it.
Hey, Lars.
Oh.
Hey, Joe. That's my, hey. I'm drinking rum and coke, by the way. Congratulations on, doing more of your podcast. It's fucking great.
Again, Christmas special. Oh my god, I love it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hilarious
so far.
Chris
Kirkwan's, Hanukkah. But, fuck you, Cap.
Jesus.
I just want to say congratulations. I'm glad you're still going strong. You're getting close to 100. And I'm proud of you. You guys are great. Y'all, you guys could fuck my sister if she wasn't a fat lesbian. Well, maybe Joe. Then you, Lars. With your fucking gross-ass uncircumcised dick.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Since I'm thinking, talking to you guys, I was thinking, 2020 is coming back. And that means the roaring 20s are coming back. So
that's
we're
right.
Bringing back the flapper sluts. Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
But no flying cars, but you know, whatever, we need you.
Maybe flying cars.
Gosh damn. You know, fuck, this, if you guys cut this, I'm sorry. This is a waste of time, but I was thinking, for 2020, we should bring back eugenics. And I know what you're thinking, like, that's horrible. But, you know, the last time we tried it, it was, like, in the 50s, and people were still fucking stupid. That's when people were making bat bombs and shit. I think now we'd have a better understanding of it. And, you're probably thinking, Zwick, why eugenics? Well,
I was thinking that.
Let me tell you
a
story. When I was a pizza man, back in Wisconsin for Pizza Hut, which is a shitty job and no one should do it. There's one particular house that I went to, and I knock on the door of the apartment, and I stand outside with the pizza, and they were like, come on in. Like, and I was like, okay. So I walk into the door, and it's like the worst thing ever. They're watching pro wrestling. Okay, so the guy answers the door, and he's, like, got this, like, bald top with, like, a mullet, like, super bald with, like, long hair. It's fucking horrible. And he's like, come on inside so he can give you the cash. And I'm like, I don't know why I need to be inside, but I come on inside. And I see his woman, and she's wearing a shirt, and I thought she wasn't wearing pants. But, like, it took a good 15 seconds for me to figure out that, she wasn't. It wasn't that she was wearing pants. It's that her fat, and she was lying on a bed, by the way. Her fat went over her legs, almost to her knees, and she just happened to be wearing shorts. And keep in mind, it's like, and there's like a bed in the living room. She's just laying on it like this, fucking flesh slime golem thing, and I'm just like, why did you invite me in your house? And then I all of a sudden I hear crying, like not like huge fucking crying, like this is just like, you know, baby. It's a fucking baby. I was like, those guys fucked, and they made a baby. That baby's gonna have a horrible fucking life. So I'm saying, probably. I don't know. Eugenics get one more chance. Ugh.
Oh, that's what. That's all still all related.
But oh yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year, and
thank you.
Congratulations on making it to 102 more episodes.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. I probably will. Sound weird because I'm twirling my fucking microphone.
That's not why you sound weird.
You sound weird for many reasons right now, Swick.
Fuck, man.
Let's bring back eugenics. I'm sure I sound weird with my mic.
Listen to Thought Cops. And if you're in the Chicago area of Illinois, on the second,
he takes a break
Thought
to
Cops
train
are doing a live show.
He gets drunker and drunker as this goes on.
And if you're not listening,
the whole 6 minutes, he just gets severely more drunk.
Spotify,
it's a slice of life.
All the platforms. You want to listen on YouTube? You can listen on YouTube. I don't give a fuck. Same with Hysteria. But yeah, they're doing it live. I'll be there.
Nice.
Fuck, I gotta edit this too. I'm gonna be drunk as fuck right after I edit this.
So, he edited
this.
This
is all going
drunk.
In, by the way. All of it. I'm not filtering shit. I'm just gonna fucking compress it and then like shorten the silence so you don't have to wait forever.
Was this actually over like half an hour? And that's why he gets even more
drunk. I guess I'll end this by saying you guys are fucking hilarious. You're doing a good thing. You're doing a great entertaining show. And
6 minutes was the short version.
Fucking get the Roast Mortem and NFHC boys on, because they will fucking rock your dick.
Maybe.
Peace, boys.
Wow, that sounds nice. That music was timed perfectly.
So I want to give some context, by the way, right away here. Just Zwick sent me a DM after he submitted this saying that he did a second take of it, but it took him 12 minutes to get through it. So I'm kind of glad we got the shorter one there.
Thank you for that, Zwick. Words cannot express.
Yeah, there are no words for that whatsoever. I feel like I've just been on a journey, and yeah.
We're just letting you take us on the journey.
Also, if you support eugenics, go listen to Thought Cops, the podcast. All right. So this next one's from Toy Box Creature, one of our OG members and patrons.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Toy Box Creature, and I'm here for the first podcast voicemails. I'm making up all of this as I go, and I may stutter, so please ignore it. I beg of you. Anyways, I lost a bet, and I had to watch all 3 episodes of Boku no Pico. I can feel no emotion, and all other forms of hentai feel empty.
All right, good
I
to know.
I had no plans to watch that, but thank you.
Thank you, Toybox Creature. We appreciate that. And thank you for sending in the voicemail, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And thank you for being with us for 100 episodes.
Yeah, by the way, Toybox Creature, you're something else. I don't think I've ever met someone like you before.
No way.
And whatever you're doing, just please keep it up.
Keep it up and be safe and happy and healthy.
Okay, so this next one is from Atlas Geneticist, one of our other patrons.
Hey, it's Atlas here.
Hey.
Recording some real quick so then I can send some to y'all. Wanted to say happy holidays to the both of you, Lars and Joe. And thanks to Tej. Special thanks to you for inviting me onto the server. I really love listening to y'all's podcasts. And I can't wait for what comes from the new decade. See y'all in 2020.
The new decade.
I actually just realized that it's actually a new decade, not just a new year.
New century.
By the way, I see Zwick is tuning in right now. We actually just got to your voicemail. I don't know if you heard that.
Thank you for that, Zwick.
Yeah, that was something I did not expect, and I still don't know what to think about it.
But I liked it. I liked it a lot. No, you're good, Zwick. He says, I am sorry in the chat.
Oh, don't be sorry. That was
Don't be
that
sorry.
Was,
you're good. That was great.
The next voicemail is from Andreas.
Happy 100th birthday, first podcast.
Well,
that's incorrect in every possible way, take it. Yeah, happy 100th birthday, first podcast.
Happy 100th birthday to us.
Okay, the next one is from my mom. So this is probably going to be super cheesy.
She's probably going to cuss a lot.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Lars and Joe on a super successful podcast.
Thank you.
We are so proud of them, and we know how hard they work to make this a successful show. Fantastic guests and very intelligent hosts. Neat. We will keep listening as long as they keep recording. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was about as soppy as I could imagine. So thank you very much, Mom, for when you tune into this. I appreciate
it. Thank you again for such nice words. And I know I'm saying that for everybody, but everybody has such nice words. And thank you.
For reference, my mom is one of our OG patrons as well. She listens to most of the episodes and she says, well, I wish you guys wouldn't swear so much, but I like the show. So,
which is a nice contradiction to my mom, who doesn't know that I have a show.
Yeah. Okay.
So thank you, Lars's mom.
This one is from Josh from Let's Game It Out, who was one of our previous guests.
Hey, it's Josh from Let's Game It Out. I've been studying your podcast, and I think I found a way to break Joe, more or less permanently. We should talk options. Don't tell Joe. Love you.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Love you, too. All right. I love that that was, like, themed, like, his show.
I know. That was, like, an episode of Let's Game It Out.
I love it.
I kind of want to linger on that a little bit, because that was a lot of fun to listen to.
Can we listen again? That was a thrill.
Yeah, let's play it back one more time.
Hey, it's Josh from Let's Game It Out. I've been studying your podcast, and I think I found a way to break Joe, more or less permanently. We should talk options. Don't tell Joe. Love you.
more or less permanently?
More or less, like you're going to do permanent damage to you?
More or less permanent. Like, this is essentially going to be a permanent way to break Joe. Like, if we restart the Joe, it's still going to be broken.
Yeah. By the way, Let's Game It Out, I think Joe can back me up here when I say, fantastic YouTube channel.
My favorite. Easily. Yeah. I'm not even going to say one of my favorites. My favorite.
Yeah. Basically, what he does is he kind of gets those simulation style games where it's like you're running like a hospital or something like that. And he figures out how to absolutely destroy like the mechanics and stuff. It's really fun.
Ken, I think, was the person who helped us get Josh on. And thank you, Ken, so much. Josh, yeah. If you're listening, I love you and keep it up.
All right. So this next one is from Ken, by the way.
Lars and Joe, happy 100th episode.
Thank you.
100 of them now. Wow. I'm very happy to be your staff member and also your future guest and third host sometime.
Nope.
Hopefully. And I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And for people listening, a Merry Christmas. And if it isn't Christmas for you, then it's probably a Tuesday. So happy Tuesday, I guess. And yeah, that's really, really, I mean, that's it. Bye, guys.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Ken. That was very sweet.
Appreciate it.
He also sent a follow-up voicemail, which I'm concerned about.
Ken is saying he fucked
your mom.
Coming in
your mom.
And everybody right now, pull out
your mom.
And fuck
your mom.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
All right. I always knew it was a matter of time before somebody did something like that.
Yep.
I was just talking yesterday about how it was only a matter of time before the deep fake affects myself.
Yep.
So thank you, Ken, for being the one to initiate that.
To be fair, Joe, you can't say we didn't give him ammunition. I mean,
I know. We gave him everything he needed.
Show is a smorgasbord of, yeah. Okay, so this one is from Scott.
I really wish David Spade was my dad.
Don't we all?
What? What?
Love it. I love it.
I wish David Spade was my dad. All right. That's your contribution to the 100th anniversary episode. Okay.
Perfect. Awesome.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay. This one is from Corn Fuzzled.
And Ayub.
Ayub and Ayub.
Hi, my name is Zach. And I don't really know what to say, but fuck, you know, going on 2020, you know, fucking... Time goes by, and
time goes by.
Well, I want to thank Lars and Joe for making the server to what it is today, you know, and for the amazing podcasts. They're fucking amazing.
Thank you.
Hilarious. And I can't wait for the new one, the 2020 Christmas one. Woo. Anyway, stay the turtles. Bye.
Ayub and Ayub.
How do you pronounce that? It's like a Visco girl or something?
Yeah, Visco girl says and Ayub. That's how she laughs. And then and I oop means like I messed up. Like and I like oops. Like and I oop and I oop.
All right. I've just gone ahead and knighted Corn Fuzzled as the Visco priest of the server. So good job.
Oh, nice. Wow.
You are now a Latter-day Joe.
The followers of Lars, a.k.a. Latter-day Joes.
Yeah. Well done. Quite a promotion indeed. Okay, so let's go to Long Schlong Silver.
Did you give him the raw?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Long Schlong Silver is one of our British listeners.
Ooh.
This is Long Schlong Silver tuning in
to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good night.
Short and sweet, just like I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Long Schlong. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for showing up when the British guests show up to give them a little bit of competition.
Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year.
All right, this one is from Officer Grant from Thought Cops, who we've had on before. Remember, if you support eugenics, listen to Thought Cops.
Hey, Lars. Hey, Joe. This is Officer Grant from Thought Cops calling in from a remote location to wish you guys a happy birthday. Pretty suspect that both of you were born on the exact same day.
It's true.
Which is also 20 years before your podcast was even established.
Yeah.
I've got my eye on you. Or since it's an audio-only format, my ear. Anyway, how are you doing?
This isn't a call. This is a voicemail, bud.
And how about you, Joe?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, that was Joe that was already talking? My bad. I always get your guys' voices mixed up.
How?
Anyway, Kevin also says hi, but he's on sabbatical right now.
Hi, hey, Kevin.
So happy 100, I think, episodes, or...
Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
And also, Merry Christmas. Or
Merry
Happy Holidays,
Christmas.
Whichever one's the right one, considering the war on Christmas.
Ooh. Well,
okay, bye.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Grant. And thank you, Kevin.
Joe and I have been guests on Thought Cops, and Thought Cops have been guests on us, if you want to check them out. They do a podcast on outrage culture where kind of the premise is that they kind of make fun of it. It's a good show.
That's why they talked about the war on Christmas.
Yeah. All right. So let's go on to the next one. Oh, man, there's so many fucking voice. It's good that there are, but there's quite a lot of them. Holy shit. All right. This one is from T-Clef, one of our original guests.
Woo.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy T-Clef hanging out with the one and only First Podcast. Yep. Wanted to go ahead and wish you guys a happy 100th episode. And y'all, look out for my new single, This Side, dropping January 3rd. Bah.
Rah.
Nice self-promotion. I appreciate that as a content creator myself.
Great job, T-Clef.
Thank you, T-Clef.
Yeah, T-Clef is a really, really talented R&B producer. I really like his stuff. We had him on our podcast a little while ago. Thank you for calling in.
He's extremely successful. I think he's traveling around the world, like doing performances like almost every day, I think.
Yeah, we were going to have him back on, but then he started like a 3-year international tour after that. So, yeah,
I am ecstatic for your success, T-Clef.
Yeah, good job.
Good job.
Okay, this one's from Sonic John.
Hi, it's Sonic John. Happy holidays and happy 100th episode. This podcast is great and I hope it gets bigger and bigger. Love listening to this podcast so much. Yay.
Yay.
Thank you. Yay. Yay, everybody. Yay. All right.
Also, I'm going to mop the floor with you the next time we play Smash Brothers. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
This next one is from Jake Trumper, a 2-time guest on our podcast.
To Joe and to Lars, two of my closest internet friends, I can't thank you enough for having me on your podcast twice. It's always a good time. Congrats on 100 episodes. I'm going to be honest. You guys are going to keep gaining audience members one person at a time, because when they hear the love and effort you put into each podcast, they'll fall in love with it. You guys do great work. Mm. And some of the funnest times I've had through YouTube and through just goofy internet stuff has been with you guys just talking about dumb shit. And I absolutely love where the podcast has been going. Every time I can listen, I always have a good time. You're genuinely awesome people. I can't wait to see what you do. And also, Joe, with TikTok, bro, you got to start boosting up those followers. I've only been up here for 3 months and I'm already
pretty good
roasting you and followers. I don't mean to say you're slacking, but like, come on, man. It's sad. It's sad, really.
What are you talking about?
You post quality content. Get those followers
up, bro.
All right, but in all seriousness, love you guys so much. Congratulations. Don't
Thank
do
you,
drugs.
Jake. Love you too.
And congratulations again.
Thank you,
Thanks, Jake.
Jake. I will be sure to get my follower count up, and I look forward to starting our new project together soon.
He was kind of backhanded towards you towards the end.
No, I know. We do this back and forth where I'm like, "Hey, Jake, congrats on the followers. You know, I still have way more likes than you have." hold on, actually. Let me go on to Jake's right now. I just want to do a little fact checking.
All right.
Jake Trumper, you are doing pretty good. You have 44,700 followers, which is only a little bit more than me. And you have only
like
1 million.
What you have, Joe?
You have only one. I have like 28,000. Okay. And you have only 1 million likes. And I have almost 1.2 million likes.
Ooh, shots
buddy.
Fired.
So keep up the good work. And I think that you are hilarious. And like I said, super excited to work together.
I think the closest thing I've ever had to a man crush is on Jake. He's a great guy.
Great guy.
Okay, next one is from Chris Kennard. This is a long one, folks.
Oh, so you thought you could escape from your own shadow. No.
It's kind of sexual.
Lars and Joseph.
Oh.
You cannot escape the shadows.
I'm sweating.
Oh my God. Shadows follow you everywhere.
I'm squirming.
You may forget they are there. But no. No. The shadows overcome all.
I'm putting my hands over my nipples.
You first podcast hosts.
I'm having a visceral reaction to this.
Thinking you're so sly.
Oh my God, we're not even halfway there.
Dodged a bullet and escaped. No. Your shadow's attached to you. Your shadow is part of you. It fills you. It surrounds you.
Is this from an anime?
The shadows will never release you. Do not forget what
the
shadows have done.
I feel my soul being sucked up through my nose.
I know, right?
In the shadows, we bring glory. In the
shadows, but I'm also delighted.
We bring truth. And in the shadows,
there's more.
We bring calamity.
Is that it? No, it's not. It keeps going.
Essence. The first podcast.
The first, I hated it, but it grew on me.
Is that it?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I will make you the last podcast. Ha 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 ha.
Did you just take a hit?
Never to be seen.
Never to be seen what? Never to be seen three different times at the same time? Like, I don't
know.
Thank you, Chris, for that. Thank you. What a spectacular performance. You really hit the Shakespearean high note.
I feel like my nipples feel wrong now.
My nipples jumped off my chest.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. All right, this one is from Doplex, who crashed the Jay Aubrey episode to say hello.
Fat stinking grats to the first podcast for hitting 100 episodes. Shit's nuts. You guys are not only the first podcast, but the only podcast anyone should listen to. Stinking grats. You guys are amazing. This is Doplex, by the way. Grats. And here's 200 more.
Thanks. Thanks,
Doplex. Thank you for the kisses and thank you for the praise. Guys, go check out Doplex on YouTube. Criminally underrated channel. Just straight up. Someone you tune into his stuff, you'd expect him to have like a million subscribers. So go subscribe today. Seriously. You won't regret it. If you like our content, you'll like his.
Subscribe now.
Okay. This one is from Tej.
Hello, Lars and Joe. This is your president speaking.
Ah!
I've been listening to your podcast, and I've got to say that it is a very nice podcast. The only issue that I have with your show is that I haven't been on it yet. I think that you should ditch that loser Obama and have me on instead. It would be the best episode of your show, guaranteed.
Maybe.
Millions of Americans would tune in.
Probably.
By the way, Joe, do you have tips for making games in PowerPoint? I am very interested in breaking into the gaming industry. I have many ideas for video games. Very good ideas. On a side note, Lars, I don't think you should trust Joe. I don't know what it is, but he gives me strange vibes.
Oh.
Weird vibes. Especially with his fascination with luggage and suitcases.
Oh, come on.
Take the L4 night dance.
It's a normal, right. Normal obsession.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
All right. Next one here. And thank you, TJ, for that, by the way. That was great. Last time you did Obama, this time you did Trump.
Thank you.
I guess we'll see. Yeah, maybe Kanye West next.
Maybe next time we'll have Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. Okay, this one is from Daft Pina, a YouTuber who's been on our show before.
Here's to 100 episodes of the first podcast from Daft Pina. Looking forward to another 100. Have a good day.
Thank you. I will have a good day.
That was the most Daft Pina email or voicemail I have ever heard. That is exactly how he does his YouTube channel.
Lars, that was the second time tonight that you accidentally said email instead of voicemail. Is everything okay?
No, nothing is okay.
All right. Thank you, Daft Pina. I appreciate the kind words. I really do. And like I said, I will now have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on our show, too. That was a lot of fun.
I can now have a good day.
Okay. This last one, the final voicemail of the night, is from Ohan.
Sorry for the sore throat, but Joe... When was the last time you cried?
Today.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last time you cried?
Yeah, it was today. I was driving in my car and I heard a sad song. So what?
Really?
Yeah. So what? You want to fucking fight about it?
What was the song?
I don't remember. Men have emotions too, asshole.
Two?
Two. Men also have emotions.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the name of the song was Men Have Emotions Too. Like the
no.
Okay. The chat is asking if you want a hug.
I don't need a hug. All right. I actually have another poem that I'd like to read.
Okay. By the way, before we move on from that, thank you to everyone who submitted a voicemail.
Thank you.
Whether it was short or long, goofy or serious, we appreciated every single one of them. And thank you for tuning into the show. To be honest, the first week when we had like no clout whatsoever, I could not have possibly imagined we'd even come this far. And
no
this
way.
Far is not that far. I feel like we still have so much further to go. But to get to the point where we have a server of people who come on to listen to the show every week and any fans whatsoever, it just is like, it's mind-blowing to me that people care about the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Lars, when we started doing this, and we both had no clout, like you said, it was a shot in the dark if we were going to be able to pull this off. And we both took everything that we had available to us, the skills and resources that we walked into it with, and were able to spin those into something of value and worth that people liked. And I think that we were able to listen to people and see what was working and not working. And we were adaptive enough where we could evolve. And eventually I think we hit like a winning formula where once we opened up the recordings to live viewership, it really started to take off. And I think that it's amazing to be able to record sometimes in front of hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. If you've never recorded in front of 100 people or more, there's nothing like it. It's thank you. Thank you, everybody, for letting us talk to you for periods of time about things that we think are funny. And also, growing up, I relied on comedy as this thing that I had that was special. Like, you could create comedy and enjoy it, and to be able to share that with other people and for them to think that the same things I think are funny for them is just unreal. To share comedy, I think, is one of the best things that you could do. Thank you.
It's really, really amazing to wake up in the morning and see that overnight, people are still leaving messages on the server, and it's really great to ping the server when we are about to do an episode and see a bunch of you scatter in and say really ridiculous stuff in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
And it's just been a lot of fun. It's also been a tremendous amount of work. And as an editor, I say that like doubly so, because I spend hours upon hours on each of these episodes. And it sounds like a complaint, but it's just, this is just obviously a labor of love, you know? And it's worth it in the end. It's, I feel like we're creating something here that kind of goes beyond us as people and just is something for the community. I really enjoy being able to produce it and participate in it and just, you know, give an hour or two of funny haha moments and more once a week. So I guess, I don't know. I guess beyond that, what do you think we're going to get to in the next 100?
What, like numbers wise?
Well, where do you see us in a year? Or where do you see us in 100 episodes?
Oh, I mean, that's like 2 years from now. I don't know. Hopefully interviewing like Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The sky's the limit. Hopefully just more and more awesome people. I just love to interview people. It's amazing that we've been able to do that. And I just hope that we get to interview more and more.
It kind of blows my mind that we keep being able to have people on that you wouldn't expect a show of our size to be able to have on.
Yeah, like all three creators of Cyanide and Happiness, one of the creators of Cards Against Humanity, like Senor Palo with his 2 billion views.
Our first guest was Pogo, just like this massive content creator, this huge musician, works for fucking Disney.
Yeah, I think part of it might be like we got lucky, possibly, or but then we came along with this show that worked.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah.
I'd like to read my little poem that I wrote, if that's right. Okay, Lars.
Okay.
All right. Guys in the chat, this one's for you. A special thanks from Lars and me to all of you who stuck it through. From the good episodes to the Joe Struggles moments, your Senor Palos and Carsons and Chris Wilsons, don't it? 100 episodes, that's not much to scoff at, but I hope we gave you all something good to laugh at. And it's not true. The things that you hear. A PowerPoint game? Really? Come on, this is clear. It's a lie that Lars made up to make me look bad, but I have to admit, the game is actually a PowerPoint. Yes, I couldn't say it before. I wasn't ready yet. I've tried to lie and say it's legit, but Lars, you are right. The first PowerPoint's lit.
All right, so thank you for that, Joe.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Hope you guys like that.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the chat here. If anyone wants to come on and give a live question, we can.
I would like to take a moment to have moderator Ken on, so you're unmuted.
Ah, yes. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Ken.
Lars and Joe.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for helping us achieve such success.
Yeah, I'm happy to have been here for so long. It's almost been a year since I've been on the server now. It's kind of crazy to think about back when Bill and Rav were coming on.
Yep. All right. Thanks for for everything. All right, that was Ken.
Okay. Go ahead, Nikki Cheese Priest.
Hello.
Hello.
I like to say like this podcast has been great for me, like, you know, helping down during like, you know, down times, and you know, it's a very good podcast, and you know, it's great watching you, you know, like improve and, you know, get bigger over time.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you might get bigger than Samsung at one point.
Maybe.
Yeah. Joe, we should interview Samsung on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Tej, can you
you can interview that. It's from Samsung.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We could.
Well, we'll do that some other time. But right, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
All right. Kale the Eggnog Man says 5. Go ahead, Kale.
So you're unmuted.
Oh, I'm on. All right. My voicemail did not come in registered as MP3, but I want to ask you guys something.
Go ahead.
What is your New Year's resolution?
I haven't really thought about that. I try to just generally, because I feel like if I make an actual official New Year's resolution, that's just something that I'm telling myself is not going to get done.
Oh, you want to know a test for your New Year's resolution, by the way?
Sure.
Okay. So this is how you can tell, and this is useful for the audience, by the way, too. So I'm going to just put it out there. If you have a New Year's resolution, what do you think about starting it now? And if you have an excuse for why you won't start it till the New Year's, you're not going to stick with it. Because putting it off is like one of the main things. It's anathema to actually getting to your New Year's resolution. Like, it's, they've done studies on this. Putting anything off means you're probably not going to do it. And I don't mean that to be pessimistic. I'm just saying, you know, if you have something you want to accomplish, start now. Start today or start tomorrow morning.
Or yesterday. You should have already started. You're probably not going to do this thing.
The best day to start was yesterday. The second best date to start is today.
And if that doesn't work, then tomorrow. But I'm just kidding. But yeah. What Lars said is true.
Okay, Corn Fuzzle, do you want to come on?
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the priesthood.
Congratulations, our new Visco priest. Can I?
Well, before my question, I would like to thank you for the promotion, by the way. And happy 100th episode. And my question is, are hot dog sandwiches?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Corn Fuzzled.
Thank you.
Moving on. All right. I think Demeter wanted to come on. Go ahead, Demeter.
Dead air.
You got 10 seconds, bud.
Muted. I am so sorry. I was saying I have my glass no worries. Here. And I'm raising a glass to you, and I'm thank you both. And then I think that's about it. I'm just raising a glass and congratulations.
Thank you. What's your question?
Thank you.
I just wanted to congratulate. That was mostly it.
Thank you.
What's your question?
Why am I Demeter?
I don't know. It just popped into my head. It just sounded like a good name for you, bud.
Well, now I have a cursed rule upon me.
Yep.
God dang.
Thanks, Demeter. Right.
Thanks, Demeter. Okay. All right. So I think that's going to do it. What do you think, Joe?
Well, thank you, everybody who's called in or left a voicemail, and everybody listening in the audience, in your car. Thank you for being with us in spirit on Discord at discord.t1podcast.com.
If you are listening to this right now, that's directed at you specifically. Like, thank you for tuning into the show. Seriously, even if this is your first episode or your 100th, either way, if you listen to the show dozens of times, or if this is your first time, even if this is your last time, thank you for tuning in. Every listen counts for something, even if it just means going up by one. And we really, really appreciate your support. Also, if this is your first time listening to the show, this is nothing like the rest of the podcast, just straight up. This is sappy and wholesome, but the rest of the episodes are kind of a shit show, to be honest.
Hard R.
I would say R to NC-17. Yes?
I just wanted to take a moment to also say thank you to our patrons and anybody who is deciding whether or not you want to become a patron. We record bonus episodes and we put them up that only patrons can listen to.
Yes.
And we have a patron only chat room in the Discord where we make fun of everyone else. So you want to go to that. And if you join the $10 tier, you get to have us say something every month of your choosing. So go to patreon.com/T1podcast if you wanted to join our $2 tier, $10 tier. It's up to you. Anything's appreciated. We love you.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to put it out there because we don't always talk about this, but yes, you do get lots of cool bonus content on the Patreon section of the Discord. You get bonus episodes of the show. You get classic episodes. You get early releases, all that stuff. Yes, you do. There's lots of cool, like, tangible benefits to it. You get the role in the server. You get the channel. You get everything. But also, what you're doing when you support shows like this is you're telling the world that the little guys, the content creators who just, they have something to offer the world and they're just looking for a place to do it and they want to be able to do it in a way so that they can focus on it and bring it to the world. You're saying that you want these guys to succeed.
If it wasn't for, sorry to interrupt, Lars, if it wasn't for people supporting Da Vinci, he would never have painted the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call us Da Vinci's, but yeah, sure. That's
Michelangelo
actually,
yeah. Received a similar support.
So yeah, just your patronage, it means more than just the cool benefits. It means that you're saying, I want this show to work. You're saying, I like what these guys are doing. I want them to succeed. So we cannot thank you enough for your support.
And what you're saying is that you want there to be content out there that's not just commercial corporate
yes.
crap. That there's people creating content that matters and it's touching to your heart and they did it the way they wanted to do it, with no oversight from corporations and capitalism. Patreon.com/T1Podcast. We'll just leave it at that.
Give us your money.
Give us your money.
All right. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and do the dramatic reading that Rockshell sent us. Okay.
Lars and Joe finished their beer, and then Lars said,
"If I die of drinking too much beer, it's not your fault, it's our fault."
I think he was joking, and I think the others were laughing too, but I remember being quite taken aback by it. This article originally appeared on Australian Divers. Have you ever considered a sexual relationship with a weeping bell?
That's disgusting, Rockshell. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Rockshell.
Oh, boy. Also, literally, Golden, I'll give you another week to bring in your shout-out because you're late. And as always, guys, this is Richard Quiner's shout-out. Go check out RPG Daily with Richard Quiner. He makes daily content on YouTube for D&D players and tabletop players alike. He gives really common sense tips for new players, beginners, and advanced players as well. If you play on a tabletop, you should be subscribed to RPG Daily. I highly recommend him. He's been a guest on our show a couple times. He used to go as Game Master Richard Quiner, but now he's RPG Daily.
I wonder if that's because Game Master Richard Quiner, when you say it fast, just sounds like Game Master Richard Quiner.
Yeah. Well, I think he actually found that amusing, but he did change his name to fit the branding a little bit more because I think he wanted to reach out more to just RPGs in general, not just D&D.
Thanks again, Richard Quiner. We love you and wish you the best of luck with your projects.
Yeah, I wouldn't kick him out of bed. So let's go ahead and wrap things up with, guys, if you want to wear the podcast, Joe, what's the best way to do that?
Just go to merch.t1podcast.com and choose from a plethora of offerings that we offer you. A picture of a coffee table, a phone case. Let's be honest, everybody needs a new phone case. How many times a day do you look at your phone case? It gets old. Get a new one at merch.t1podcast.com that has our logo on it.
That's not mercy.t1podcast.com. It's merch.t1podcast.com to get the goods. Patreon.com/T1podcast to get the bonus episodes. And T1podcast.com to get the show. I'm going to go ahead and sign off now. That's been 100 episodes of the podcast.
100 episodes later.
By the way, Joe.
Yeah.
I think we started the podcast with me making a funny. Let's bookend the last episode with you making a funny.
All right. A man is a Jewish man, and he has a son who grows up to be a rabbi. And his son grows up to be a rabbi. And his son grows up to be a rabbi. And his son says, "Dad, I know we've been rabbis for 10 generations, but I don't want to be a rabbi." And his father says, "My boy, this is highly unorthodox."
All right. You got a little chuckle. All right.